Hello, hello, everybody. So here we are. Welcome to Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. I am doing this podcast, the first show, with video so that you can see this. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, if you're listening to this on my blog, if you're reading my blog, it's just an amazing opportunity. I just want to introduce myself. I'm so excited about reintroducing myself. My name is Marty Angel, and I have been a podcaster since 2009. And look at this awesome mic. Anyway, I've been a podcaster since 2009, guys, but the time has come. It has come full circle. Time has come to unleash and unbind as a Latina. This is a show where we are going to get raw and we are going to get real. So what does that mean? What does that really mean? Well, it's a bilingual show, so it'll be half in English. And then if you don't understand English, then I'm going to speak in Spanish. I might throw in some Spanglish in there. But this is for people who are monolingual or people who are bilingual Spanish English. Because why? Because I am the Empowering Latina Coach, so I am all about empowering women, especially women of culture, Latina women. I love them. They are hot-headed, and I love them. Their energy, it is amazing. And I just want to say thank you so much, and I'm so excited for this first show. So we are going to be sharing. So what's this show about, Marty? What is this show about? Well, this show is about... what has made us strong? What have we endured as women that has made us strong, resilient, and successful? Mujer de éxito, successful. In your terms, in that person's terms, there is no qualification here on this show as to what success is. Because success to everybody is different. Right? Success to some people can be more money. Success to other people, more happiness. Success to other people, more property. Success to other people, more health. Whatever it is, we are here to learn about each other, to move ahead, to empower each other. What obstacles have you overcome that can empower somebody else to be able to overcome them? We are opening this up, and it is going to get raw. And what I talk to you guys about, raw and real. Things that I have personally gone through myself. Things like, and this might make some people uncomfortable, so this might actually not be, you know, something for you to share for the younger generation, but who knows, maybe it is. But anyway. So, I have been a survivor. I have survived, and we are going to talk about this. I have survived discrimination. I was one of five Latina women in college. I have survived molestation. I have survived date rape, cancer. My grandmother was murdered. It just goes, the list goes on and on. I was annihilated, accused of stealing money. Turned out it wasn't true, but nobody knows that part. Everybody just hooks on to the negative. And then towards the end of the show, when we begin to get really comfortable with each other, I'm going to open up. I have still some secrets. I need to come out of the closet with those secrets. And that's where we are. Are you ready to come out of the closet, to be raw, to be real, so that what you have endured can help make somebody else stay strong? That's going to be our hashtag here, stay strong. What has made us stay strong? What has made us resilient? And it is going to be, I'm really excited, what we carry inside us. So I totally invite you to come out and listen and participate. Right now, this is the first episode, and I'm actually videoing it because I'm actually going to share it on YouTube, and I'm also going to share it on my blog, and it just makes for a great time. Am I just creating this? If you just joined in right now, am I new to blogging? Am I new to podcasting? No, I am not. I am a retired school administrator, and trust me, some of those stories, if you are a parent and have children in school, you're not going to like some of the stories. I'm going to get raw, and I'm going to pull down the shades, and I'm going to get real, guys. And it might make some people uncomfortable, right? But you know what? It is what it is. It is what it is, guys. The other day, we're always enduring things. The other day, somebody said to me, Marty, you're over the age of 50. You need to be looking for somewhere to retire. You need to be looking for somewhere to lay yourself out to pasture. And I'm going like, are you serious? No. As long as I have a voice, as long as I can continue to move my body, I will teach yoga, I will teach cycle. I worried a little bit about if I was getting too old, but then there's mentors. There's a 67-year-old model that I want to model myself. You know what? Here's my goal, and you need to be aware of this. When I turn between the ages of 60 to 61, I want to be a model. Yeah. It's true. I want to be a model. Now, I've done commercials before. I've been a professional dancer before. But you know what? I'm going to pursue being a model. Why not? Who says we have to continue to live in these boundaries? This is Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, guys. Unbounded, which means no boundaries, nothing. And so I really am excited for how this is going to play out. I'm not even going to miss video or do pre-show anything. Some of it's going to be just on the fly, just as we used to say in drama, ad-libbed. Okay, ad-lib, because why? Because one of the things that you need to understand about me is I've been a channeler. Oh my goodness. Talk about being or feeling discrimination. I remember somebody says to me when I was very young and I was channeling and didn't understand. That was something that's a gift for some people will call it a gift. Some people will call it a curse. I called it a curse. I was channeling and somebody says, oh, what are you going to do now? You're going to hang that little thing out on your door and say, hey, psychic for sale? Are you serious? Anyway, so we just got to make sure.
I'm not allowed to be frivolous.
Siri's talking. I'm not allowed to be frivolous. Oh my goodness. Siri talks to me a lot, guys. I don't know about you guys, but Siri tends to talk to me a lot. Yeah, that's what I was. I wasn't allowed to be frivolous. And that is something that we're going to talk about. So it is my vision here with this podcast that we begin to build and leave a legacy of, we can leave a legacy of leaders behind, but my focus is bilingual Latina leaders. Why? Because we make up a significant part of the population that is still being left behind. It is amazing. There are, to give you a little bit of an inclination, somebody said to me, you cannot be who you want to be because you are Latina. And I was like, are you serious? Guess how many years ago that was? All right, that was 20 years ago somebody said that to me. All right, now that's not too bad, but still. So here we are, and we are going to learn to love, respect, and accept everyone here on this show. So I open my heart to everybody. And lots of times in this podcast, I will open my heart, and that's what I will do. And we are going to take this show. So this is my topic for the first show. It's just about what's it going to be? What is Marty about, and how is she going to handle it? That's it. And if you go back to the previous shows, you're gonna see a lot of meditation, a lot of sweet stuff, and all that good stuff. It's there for you. If you're a yoga person, you're going to learn a little bit about yoga. You see, yoga is a way of life for me, and that's how I live my life. I lead my life that way. I'm very spiritual. I go in and out of religion. But I believe in the golden rule, treating others as you would like to be treated yourself, right? So I hope that you enjoy this podcast and you invite others. And I want to say thank you so much for just tuning in this one time. Just tuning in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now, because it's a bilingual podcast, we're going to go to Spanish. Bienvenidos a el show de Mujer de Éxito Sin Límites. Sin Límites. Unbounded, ¿ok? Yo he sido una podcaster desde el 2009. Así es que no es algo nuevo para mí, no es algo nuevo que estoy aquí explicando, ni grabando, ni nada de eso. Ha llegado el momento para desatar todo lo que tenemos y ayudarnos brindando las herramientas que hemos usado para llegar al éxito. Este show es donde nos ponemos en bruto y podemos volvernos reales y como dicen en inglés, raw, crudo, compartiremos historias que nos han hecho fuertes. ¿Cómo nos convertimos? ¿Cómo superamos? ¿Cómo logramos el éxito de llegar a cierto nivel de éxito? Ahora, les quiero explicar algo. El éxito tiene un definido diferente para todo mundo. Así es que aquí en este show no vamos a juzgar a otras personas diciendo ese no es éxito. No. Aquí vamos a respetar, vamos a amar, vamos a enseñar y vamos a crecer juntas para ayudarnos a llegar al más allá del éxito. Más allá del éxito, ¿ok? Nos haremos vulnerables. Hablaremos de cosas que nosotros mismas donde vamos a descubrir nuestras fuerzas, nos vamos a empoderar mutuamente para avanzar y llegar a ser más de lo que jamás hemos soñado. Fíjense, ¿y por qué estoy haciendo esto? Ustedes me van a preguntar, ¿por qué estoy haciendo esto? ¿Por qué? Porque en mi vida, yo soy nacida aquí en los Estados Unidos. Ahora, siendo nacida aquí, siendo latina, por toda mi vida, yo he sufrido no me gusta usar la palabra sufrido. Yo he conocido lo que es discriminación. Discriminación porque tengo el cutis porque soy un poco morena. Discriminación porque a veces hablo medio raro. Discriminación porque soy mujer. Discriminación porque soy chaparra. Discriminación porque he vivido mi vida en una parte donde ser mujer latina no es aceptada. Yo me acuerdo cuando yo tenía 12 años. Vamos a empezar por muchos pasos donde yo personalmente he superado. ¿Okay? A los 12 años, cuando yo fui molestada por alguien que no era de mi familia. Una vergüenza tener que decirle a mi mamá que alguien hizo eso. Gracias a Dios fue nada más una vez, fue porque, por cualquier razón. Ahora, sobreviviente de cáncer, sobreviviente de que mi abuela fue asesinada en su cama, sobreviviente de que mi novio, cuando yo tenía muy joven, quería lo que yo no le quería dar y lo tomó. O sea, todo eso vamos a tocar, todos temas así, porque yo no soy la única allá afuera. Yo sé que no soy la única allá afuera. Entonces, los invito a ustedes a ayudarme a crecer este show para que podamos tener aquí un lugar sagrado donde podemos hablar y descubrir lo que necesitamos descubrir y desahogarnos para seguir adelante. ¿Qué es? ¿Dónde estamos sintiendo nuestro débil para ayudarnos mutuamente a convertirlo a nuestro fuerte? ¿Sí? Entonces, vamos a compartir miedos, vamos a compartir éxitos, vamos a compartir cosas que de la vida que pensamos, wow, yo pensé que yo era la única, pero no soy la única. Es mi visión que comencemos a construir y a dejar un legado de líderes latinas bilingües que ayudarán a los demás a respetar, amar y aceptar cómo son, porque al final todos somos una sola energía, ¿okay? Todas somos una sola energía. Si mi vida la vivo en términos de la yoga, las escrituras de la yoga, para mí es una forma de vivir. Para mí siempre estoy. Sí, tengo religión también, pero para mí es una forma de vivir. Siempre hacer lo mejor que yo puedo para ayudar al semejante, ¿verdad? Ayudar a todos los demás que tal vez no tengan la fuerza. Y eso va a ser el hashtag, stay strong, mantener fuerza, ser fuerte. Entonces, les invito, primero les quiero dar las gracias por estar aquí. Y sí, el primer show lo estoy grabando como video para que miren cómo hago el show, ¿verdad? Aquí está el micrófono. Entonces, para que entiendan que todo esto es diferente, ¿verdad? Entonces, todo esto se une y si lo estás escuchando, o si lo estás viendo, o si lo estás leyendo, primeramente yo te doy las gracias. Marti Ángel, aquí dándote las gracias en español y en inglés y esperando que te suscribas a mi canal para empezar a ayudar a latinas. A latinas crecer, a latinas a saber moverse en esta vida y en un lugar donde siempre está dominado por hombres y hombres blancos. Lo siento, pero esa es la verdad. Todavía en la escuela, en las escuelas, es más, ustedes ya saben, y si no lo saben, aquí les voy a decir. Yo soy retirada, era yo administradora de escuelas. Okay, entonces, tal vez en uno de los shows vamos a platicar qué es lo que pasa cuando uno tiene sus hijos y es latinos, cuál es la mentalidad de las escuelas, del departamento, del estado de educación de aquí de California, donde yo nací. Y para que sepan, en ese departamento no hay casi, creo que nada más hay tres latinas, ¿ok? Tres latinas en todo el estado. Entonces, vamos a hablar de cosas así y vamos a hablar cómo podemos mantener, ayudarnos, soportarnos, levantarnos, juntarnos y crecer. Crecer como somos y ya ha llegado el tiempo. Ha llegado el tiempo de ser mujer de éxito, unbounded, sin límites. Así es que Las invito, les doy las gracias, las invito a que se suscriban, martiangel.podbean.com. Si están viendo este video, voy a poner la liga para que empiecen a escuchar. Va a ser el show una vez a la semana. Gracias, gracias a todos por estar aquí conmigo. Les agradezco de todo corazón. Y acuérdense, hoy que salen, adelante, salgan a ver a quién pueden empoderar, a quién pueden ayudar, a quién pueden hacer sonreír, porque todas somos una energía. Así es que les doy las gracias. Y como dicen en yoga, namaste, namaste. Everybody, thank you so much. This is so exciting. I am so excited. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. I want to hear from you. All of you guys, I want to hear from you. Mujer de Éxito, woman of success. Whatever that success is, it could be learning how to manage a recipe. I don't care, guys. You are a woman of success. Let's get on with this. Let's move forward. Let's empower each other. Guys, let's be one energy. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. I'm so excited. Namaste.